It's Tuesday, the day we check in with librarian Nancy Pearl for a book recommendation. This one's not banned, I don't think. Today, Nancy has something for readers who love John le Carré and other spy novelists.
It's called All the Old Knives. It's the newest novel by a wonderful thriller writer, spy novelist named Olin Steinhauer. This is a little book.
It's literally a little book,
and it packs a huge punch. It's one of those books where almost the entire book is set at a dinner at a table in a restaurant where a man and a woman are having dinner.
Wow.
Yes. One of them is a former spy for the United States. The other is a current, still working for the spy agencies. Not only did they work together, but they were also lovers at one time. Now, years have passed, and there is the man is sent to the to interview this woman. She's now living in California. He's sent to interview her to find out. There's rumors, pretty good sourced rumors, that there is a Russian agent in the CIA
or
British.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's British intelligence in this case. And he is sent there to see whether A, she knows anything about it, or B, is she the one?
Is she still the working spy?
No. She's
retired.
She's retired.
Working.
Yes. She retired quite young.
So the book is the dinner conversation?
The book is dinner conversation, a little bit of flashback, which you need to set it up.
Right.
But as I understand it, Olin Steinhauer sort of wanted to set a book at just people sitting around talking. And as the book progresses and it becomes more and more complex and more difficult to figure out. When I was reading, I thought, well, how's he going to end this? How is he going to, what's going to happen? Which is the best kind of way to read this kind of book.
It's not exactly a thriller.
It's not exactly a thriller. Here's where we lack the right words in English for this kind of book. It's not a crime novel. I mean, the world of spies and spy fiction is not really big enough for its own label.
And yet we are totally fascinated by spies. If you think about, well, Ian Fleming, James Bond, I don't know how many books are there of James Bond, a zillion of them. We make films. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, Le Carré
wrote
these sorts of novels as well. As you're talking, I'm thinking, what is our fascination with the clandestine, or the fact that there is a whole web of stuff going on below the surface of daily life that's sort of intriguing for us?
It could be either one of those, I think, or maybe it's the question of what would make you betray your country? Hmm. What is your motivation? Aldrich Ames' motivation was money, right? These Cold War spies, money was not their object. It was really great belief in that case, the correctness of communism.
Faith in a system or a philosophy. So this is sort of a dinner table spy book, the literary equivalent of My Dinner with Andre.
Yes,
if they were both spies.
Right, yes. And Olin Steinhauer, I have to say, many people, I among them, think that he's one of the best younger spy novelists. Really, you'll see reviews or blurbs, the heir to John le Carré. And indeed, he is quite, quite wonderful.
Well, perfect. If you've gone through all the le Carrés and you're kind of sad, you feel a little, wistful that you've done that, you can start in the Olin Steinhauer's. The book is called All the Old Knives, as in knife, fork, and spoon. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Nancy Pearl is the author of the Book Lust series. She joins us every Tuesday with a reading recommendation, and you'll find them all at our website, kuow.org. Search for Nancy Pearl Books.